You don't have to be a scientist to understand that if you take more water out of the bathtub than you put into the bathtub will eventually go empty.
Marine biologist Tim Barnett says the Colorado River system is shrinking. For example, the level of Lake Mead, which feeds the Hoover Dam, has been dropping more than 3 meters every year.
Today, it's only about 40% full.
If it drops about 10 meters more, the dam won't be able to generate electricity for California, Nevada, and Arizona. Many other scientists chime in for Jessica Yu's documentary. They warn that by 2025, half of the world's population will have no access to water. Environmental activist Erin Brockovich is especially vocal. She was key in the victory against the California power plant, which was leaking toxic chemicals into the groundwater of a small town, making many residents sick.
Don't use big words you don't understand.
Afterwards, a movie about her, starring Julia Roberts, made Brockovich famous.
Is inadequate.
Recently, Brockovich told VOA that Americans need to wake up.
I think the moment is here with documentaries like this, with us seeing at a global level the collapse that is going on right here in America. Don't think it's not you. It already is you.
In real life, Brockovich continues to take on politicians, corporations, and even the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which she calls indifferent.
Oh, EPA is broke. They got nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
I always thought the EPA was going to be there for us. I always thought it was one of the greatest institutions that we ever created. And it's failed miserably. And I'm not sure why. Since I began my work in Hinckley, California in 1991, EPA was never involved.
The EPA declined to comment, but said in a statement that it is working to advance the use of green infrastructure to reduce water pollution, beautify communities, and create jobs. But in the documentary, University of California endocrinologist Tyrone Hayes says chemicals that seep into the water supply, such as the herbicide atrazine, continue to jeopardize wildlife and humans.
These are two genetic males that were exposed to atrazine that actually developed into females.
We found that the atrazine-exposed animals weren't making testosterone properly.
Sometimes we can spend 4 weeks without water. Yeah, everything.
Other films have also focused on water pollution and depletion. Irina Salinas' Flow is one. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a son of the late Senator Robert Kennedy, made a film called Grand Canyon Adventure, River at Risk. He spoke to VOA when the film came out.
As we head for this train wreck, we're still building golf courses in Phoenix and Scottsdale and the communities throughout the West, and we're encouraging people to settle there, and the water simply does not exist.
While Kennedy believes legislation can fix the problem, Erin Brockovich in Last Call at the Oasis has no trust in politicians.
And I have to tell you, in every community I'm involved in, it will be a mother whose child has been affected that's going to come out and really have something to say.
The film says there is still time to turn things around by taking responsibility for our actions and speaking up.
It was Albert Einstein who said, those who have the privilege to know have the duty to act.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.